Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Investing in Real Estate Private Equity by Sean Cook is a practical, plainspoken guide to participating in private real estate deals through structures such as partnerships, syndications, funds, joint ventures, and crowdfunding, rather than focusing on buying and managing properties yourself. The book is oriented toward passive or semi-passive investors who want exposure to income and long-term appreciation while relying on specialized operators. Cook's purpose is to demystify how private real estate offerings actually work, what the common deal structures are, how cash flows and profit splits are typically arranged, and where incentives can misalign between sponsors and investors. The book also lays out core evaluation habits, including basic real estate underwriting concepts, operator due diligence, and a clear review of fees, terms, and risk factors that can materially affect returns. It is written from an insider perspective and is designed as a primer for readers who want a structured way to compare opportunities and build a personal strategy for private real estate investing. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding private real estate offerings and why they differ from buying property directly. A central theme is the distinction between direct ownership and investing through private offerings. Cook emphasizes that many people underestimate the time, complexity, and operational risk involved in buying real estate themselves, especially across leasing, financing, capital improvements, and ongoing asset management. Private real estate, private equity style investing seeks to shift much of that execution burden to professional operators, while the investor focuses on selecting sound deals and trustworthy teams. The book explains what constitutes a private real estate investment and why the packaging matters. An offering is not just a property, but a bundle of assumptions, governance rights, financing terms, and incentive structures. This framing helps readers understand that outcomes depend on structure as much as on market conditions. By clarifying the roles of sponsor or operator and limited partner style investors, the book prepares readers to ask better questions about who is making decisions, what discretion they have, and how investors participate in upside and absorb downside. The result is a more realistic view of passive real estate, one that treats it as an investment in a business plan and a management team, not simply in a building. Secondly, comparing syndications, funds, joint ventures, and crowdfunding structures, Cook devotes substantial attention to the main vehicles individuals encounter in private real estate. While the terminology varies, the key is how capital is pooled, how decisions are made, and how returns are distributed. Syndications commonly organize investors into a single deal or a small set of deals, often with a sponsor running acquisitions and operations. Funds typically bundle multiple assets into one vehicle, which can help diversification but can reduce transparency at the single property level and shift control further toward the manager. Joint ventures are often positioned as partnership arrangements that may involve larger or more sophisticated participants, with negotiated control rights and economics that can look different from standard retail syndications. Crowdfunding is presented as a distribution channel that can make private offerings easier to access, but it does not eliminate the need to evaluate the underlying deal and operator. Across all four, the book highlights that legal structure and governance affect risk, liquidity, and alignment. Readers are guided to focus on how money flows, who has authority, and what happens in adverse scenarios, since those design details often determine whether a deal behaves like a steady income investment or a higher volatility equity bet. Thirdly, fundamentals of evaluating real estate deals at a practical level. Although the book is aimed at private equity style participation, it still reinforces the need for basic real estate evaluation. Cook outlines a pragmatic approach to understanding a deal's business plan, rather than relying on marketing-level return targets. That includes developing comfort with the main drivers of performance, such as income generation, operating costs, financing, and assumptions about market rents, occupancy, and exit pricing. The goal is not to turn every reader into a professional underwriter, but to provide enough literacy to recognize when projections are unsupported or when risks are being minimized. This fundamental layer also helps investors compare opportunities across property types and strategies, including stabilized income-oriented assets versus value-add plans that depend on execution. The book's emphasis is on decision usefulness, understanding how assumptions affect cash flow timing, potential variability in outcomes, and sensitivity to market changes. By combining basic evaluation with the realities of private offering structures, the reader learns to judge both the property-level story and the investment wrapper around it, which is essential for assessing whether a projected return is plausible given the plan and the capital stack. Fourthly, operator due diligence and the importance of incentives and alignment. A recurring insight is that in private real estate, choosing the operator can be as important as choosing the asset. Cook encourages readers to evaluate sponsors and managers with the same seriousness they would apply to a business partner, because the operator's decisions drive leasing outcomes, renovation execution, financing choices, and the handling of inevitable surprises. The book also explains why incentives matter. Fees, promote structures, and other economic arrangements can encourage good performance, but they can also reward asset gathering, excessive leverage, or premature exits if poorly designed. Understanding how the operator gets paid and when is crucial to assessing alignment with investor goals such as steady income, capital preservation, or aggressive growth. Cook also highlights the need to understand common terms and structures so that investors can recognize the difference between a fair deal and one that is heavily loaded in favor of the sponsor. This due diligence mindset extends beyond personality and reputation into process clarity of reporting, transparency of assumptions, and how the operator communicates risk. The emphasis is practical and investor-centered, designed to help readers avoid being passive in the wrong way by outsourcing critical judgment. Lastly, risk management. Diversification and building a personalized strategy, the book frames private real estate investing as a portfolio problem, not a one-off deal selection exercise. Cook discusses strategies to evaluate and manage risk, encouraging readers to think about how deals can fail and what protections or mitigants exist in the structure. Risk is treated broadly, including market risk, leverage and refinancing risk, execution risk in value-add plans, and the reality that many private offerings have limited liquidity. Diversification is presented as a meaningful advantage of private equity-style access, because investors may be able to allocate across property types and across different positions in the capital stack, ranging from equity to various debt-like exposures. The key is matching these choices to personal objectives and constraints: desired cash flow versus long-term growth, tolerance for variability, and the effort one is willing to spend on selection and monitoring. Cook's approach is to guide readers toward a personalized strategy that can be executed consistently, with clear criteria for what to invest in and what to avoid. By combining diversification thinking with disciplined evaluation of operators, fees, and terms, the book pushes readers toward a repeatable process rather than a search for the perfect deal. In conclusion, this book is best suited to readers who want to invest in private real estate offerings without becoming full-time landlords, including professionals in finance or real estate and individual investors evaluating syndications, funds, joint ventures, or crowdfunding opportunities. Its main benefit is practical clarity. It translates the mechanics of private real estate investments into decision-oriented questions about structure, governance, fees, incentives, and risk. Readers come away better equipped to compare offerings, spot misalignment, and understand what is actually being promised when projected returns are shown. The intellectual value is equally important, because the book trains a mindset that treats private real estate as an investment in a managed strategy, not just an asset with a compelling story. Compared with many real estate books that focus on property acquisition tactics or general wealth-building motivation, Cook's guide stands out for concentrating on how private deals are packaged and how investors should diligence the people running them. It also encourages realism about complexity and time, which can prevent costly overconfidence. For anyone trying to build a repeatable framework for private real estate participation, it serves as a structured primer that emphasizes process, terms, and risk awareness over hype. If you would like to support Sean Cook, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.